First and family, what's going on? We're here. A couple minutes late.
Do we Riverside too?
We didn't do that.
We've got a lot of things going on.
It's been a day. But
we're here. We're here. We made it. I'm going to have to run out of another call because of the smoker, which that should always be fun. Well, apologize ahead of time for that.
Yeah,
we had
sorry
a smoker
for that.
Debacle.
We did. We had a little bit of an issue, if you will, in the middle of having another issue on top of another
several
issue.
Other.
They're layered. It's kind of like nested divs. And those are really on my brain lately, including unique selectors. And all kinds of stuff for some obvious reasons we might get to later. But we were having a day on a day on a day on a day. Like a thing on a thing on a thing on a thing. And then the thing with the smoker happened. And I had to stop the things. And the eggs fell gently. Nothing broke. But we had to fix it. And we fixed it?
Yeah.
We fixed it. So rattled some stuff around. You got the heating element, heating.
Shook the smoker a little bit.
Stabbed
yeah.
it. Props, shout out to my man, PJ. My man, Coach Lester PJ Packard, for providing us at one point in our life with titanium chopsticks. Because I want you guys to know, when you ask your wife for a screwdriver, she may just come at you with some titanium chopsticks.
It was closer.
And it worked. It worked. So, PJ... always got my back.
And it's food grade, you know, so we're going to go stick it in the smoker.
Right. So that's where we're at. We see where y'all are at, here with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Val's here with a hey, y'all. How are you doing, Val? Good, I hope. Alan's here. What's up, man? Happy Friday, dude. I know it sounds like we're not very happy.
We're fine.
But we're happy.
Just delayed.
There's a lot of life going on. We'll get to that in a little bit, though. Yeah. But yeah. Good morning, Molly. How are you, my friend? Konnichiwa. Good afternoon. FBU. That's my life right now. Whose life is bad? Whose life is crazy?
Molly Strahota.
Just keep juggling. Just drop an egg. Drop something. It's fine. Things come.
You drop the balls that are the rubber ones.
Right.
Right? Because they bounce back up.
That's
you
it.
Don't drop the glass ones. The glass ones we got to keep juggling. You let the rubber ones go, you'll get them later.
Well, I think I've dropped all them MFers here lately. Yesterday was much harder than today.
Yeah.
Yesterday was rough. Just in the brain. Ryan, my man, what's up, dude? Thank you for joining us West Coast on the East Coast time. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Danielle's here. Good to see you. And Val said, I had the same kind of Friday. Shake my head. April Fool's Eve, I guess. Oh, it is.
It is, yeah.
It is April Fool's tomorrow. Well, on that note, let's get into this because we got some other stuff we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And kind of document it for posterity and maybe get a little assistance from you guys testing some stuff. So we'll get to that. We had a question come in, and it didn't come in through regular question channels. It kind of came in through a back channel, and that's okay. We're going to go into it, but I'm going to preface it with, if I sound grumpy, I'm not, I promise. I'm just a little shot out today. And two, I want to put the disclaimer down that I do not think this is a first in nutrition question. And the reason for that is the nuance and the complexity and the just combination of factors that go into doing this extremely well are beyond the scope of what we do at First in Nutrition. It doesn't mean we can't speak on it, but it means this is not something we're going to start being able to guide everyone on. Right? Fair enough?
Fair enough.
So let's get into it. 2H, 1A. Right? Not to be confused with two questions, one answer.
No.
2H1A. guys, this is about attempting to train strength and endurance at the same time and do them both extremely well, which is why it is very much equivalent to trying to ride two horses with one ass. It's not impossible. You've probably seen them trick riders pulling it off. It's not impossible, but it's not as efficient as riding a single horse. You're probably never going to get as good at it quickly. It's going to require a whole lot of focus on just riding those two horses and not able to focus on anything else. And the risks for failure, they get escalated a little bit. So when we talk about this, it's not in the context of I want to do a set of curls and I want to jog around the block. When we get into this, it's actually trying to train strength and endurance concurrently. And there's a lot that goes into this. And when you're seeking guidance for someone down this path, you want to make sure that not only are they capable of programming this before, but in my opinion, have they done something like this before? Have they done what most people would consider endurance level of activity? And have they done what most people would consider strength training? So we have to define what these parameters are. And I am going to use what I know. And that would be distances, half marathon or above, if we're talking about running. And for strength training, I would consider some sort of competition lifting, powerlifting, Olympic weightlifting, something like that, where there is a strength component that is measured and there is an endurance component that is measured. I don't know too many people that do that successfully. I know, and I'm not saying we're the only ones, but I know three people in this family that do that. Maybe four. And if I don't name your name, I'm sorry. I missed out. I don't know everybody. That would be Coach Adam, who has done strongman, powerlifting, and smaller ultra level trail running and road running. It would be Coach Ann, who's done half marathon and powerlifting. And it would be me, who's done marathon and powerlifting. And I don't know what Albert Martinez's actual strength background is. I know he trains one-on-one under Coach Adam, but I don't know if he's competed or whatever, and I don't know what his levels of numbers are. So when I'm talking about strength, I'm talking about not world-class powerlifting, but I'm talking about strong enough to where in the gym they go, oh, I know that guy. So, you know, minimum standards are like a body weight bench, 1.5 to double body weight squat, 2, 2.5, maybe 3-time body weight deadlift. I'm talking about you're strong, right? You're not winning, you know, the Arnold. You know, you're not the X-letter garbage suit powerlifting world champion, but you're strong. No one's going to argue with you. And when I talk about engaging in endurance, I'm not talking about you went to the fun run at Disney and they didn't make you leave the course because you did the 18-minute mile cutoff. I mean, like, you're trying to get around a 2, 2.5 hour half. We're not talking about, you know, running 23 miles or whatever homeboy did. I'm talking about some respectable numbers and some respectable skill. Doing those at the same time is hard. It's hard. You're not just going to pick up Get Swole book by Swole Jones and stack it on top of Couch to Half Marathon for Dummies and do both of those things and come out winning things, right? You're just not going to do it. If your coach can't talk to you about consolidating stressors to reach, you know, to maximize concurrent training, and if you can't define those terms, it's uphill battle. because just do more is not going to work. Now, all that being said, it absolutely can be done. But at what cost, and at what are you willing to give up to achieve it?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a topic that comes up a lot when we talk to you guys about priorities. If you are lifting, if you're running, if you, whatever you're doing for activity, and your coach says, okay, well, maybe we're going to do a deficit. What's your priority right now? Is it performance or is it aesthetics? So we ask you what your priority is. If you tell us performance and I'm doing all these six different things, okay, well, where is the priority? Is your priority running? Is your priority lifting? Is your priority whatever it happens to be in whatever sport you are? A lot of times we hear, well, I want to do both. I want to do everything. And we hear, I want to get strong and I want to build muscle and I want to run all the miles at the same time. And we go, well, what program are you following and who is your coach? How is this laid out? Because you might need to be fed differently for different phases and different activities. A lot of times we can't get a clear answer because we want to do all the things. In reality, can you get okay at lifting and running at the same time? Yeah, sure. Are you going to excel or be super effective in either one? No, probably not, unless you have a coach in a program that is set up to consolidate stressors and who understands that crap's gonna happen. Something is going to happen when you push these two things at the same time. Something's going to get hurt. You're going to get injured or achy or sore. You're going to have to get adjustments to your program. So can you do all the things? Yes. What's it worth to you?
You've heard us talk about before in the past. Coach PJ likes to talk about it all the time. When Ann and I were on the job and we worked our shifts and we were training to engage in strength and endurance concurrently. And someone would ask us, you know, hey, do you want to hang out on Saturday? We're like, no, are you stupid? That's squat day.
Saturday squat day.
You know, so we would go in between warm-ups, ramp-ups, timing our sets, doing everything we do, put about an hour 45, 2 hours in the squat rack, and then depending on what distance we were running, we would go and do another hour plus on fatigued legs so we didn't have to run junk miles. That's the way our program was intelligently put together so we could attempt to improve. Notice I didn't say maximize our improvements. It was an attempt. And that's the kind of commitment we put into our training to get from it what we were able to get from it. So I think I was squat maybe 515 at the time, pulling close to 6. It's probably when I got my first pec tear. Trying to get 405 on the bench, and 370 was all I got, 375. No, I think 365 was all I got. 370 is when I got my first tear, and that's when I would have easily hit a sub-2 half if I wasn't running with her dad at Disney with the freaking Walk a Dead zombie march right out the gate. So I said, screw it, I'm not going to pee my pants. Let me go ahead and pee over here. It was bad, bad. I trained for this race, didn't get to run my race. Not salty about it, but this is the type of effort we were putting in to make this happen. Cool. It was what was worth it to us at the time. But when we want to do these things, we want to do all the things, we have to start asking ourselves realistically, what are we willing to give up to accomplish them? And really, what is the priority? For me, the priority was always strength over that speed. Yeah, I had a 2-minute, 2-mile threshold of 14, which isn't fast. Yeah, I had a 6-minute mile, which isn't fast. But they were fast enough for a 200-pound dude squatting 500 plus. I was happy with those numbers. I wasn't willing to do more to get more because I was already doing a lot. And that's what we want to think about. I'm going to catch up with some comments. We'll keep going on this one. Ryan said, this is my current struggle. It's tough, man.
Identifying the biggest priority usually is the biggest struggle. And it doesn't mean that you can't supplement. So my priority, well, right now it's lifting for jujitsu and maintaining my muscle mass. Great. If I switch to my priority being composition and I say, I want to gain as much muscle mass as possible, that's going to take a lot of work. BJJ is going to offset some of that with the cardio. I'm probably going to do a lot less hit, a lot less sprints, and a lot less running, because that's going to tear down the muscle mass that I'm building and lifting. So can you do it all? Yeah. If you want to get really good at things, especially when it comes to building muscle, you've got to make that a priority and communicate that with a coach who understands how to consolidate stressors and program for that.
You know, and the thing is, too, is what we really have to ask ourselves, too, is what's our priority? And I know it's sometimes it's really easy to say, well, I want to do this. I want to do both. I want to do whatever. Cool. I didn't ask what activity you wanted to engage in. What's your priority? Well, it's to X. What is that? If it's to win a race, then you've defined your priority. But if it's to maximize your quality of life, well, that's an interesting one. Because now we get to talk about, well, let's look at where you're at. And let's look at what's going to provide the most bang for your buck, what's going to deliver the most longevity, what's going to improve your quality of life the most. And what we want to do might not always be what's best for us to do and what's most aligned with what we want most out of life. That's where we have to have some tough conversations. Because if you're a runner, I bet you're going to want to just run all the time. And if you're a lifter, I bet you're gonna wanna just lift all the time. Yeah. But let me tell you guys something. The people that identify as runners are usually the ones that can benefit the most from some strength training. And the people that identify as lifters are the ones that could probably use a few more laps around the block. It's weird how we gravitate towards the things we like. And those aren't always necessarily what's gonna bring us the actual outcome we desire, the actual improvements we want to be. So that's something to take into consideration too. I believe this is Molly Steele. Mm-hmm. Even in triathlon, as a coach, I remind my athletes that on the water, you're a swimmer, on the bike, you're a cyclist, and on the road, you're a runner. You're exactly right in needing all the structure and guidance to build a successful training program, to fold it in both with flexibility and nutrition. 100%. And now, throw powerlifting on top of triathlon training. And now we're seeing where, holy crap, how are we going to be able to go out for a six-hour brick on the weekend and schedule our squats and deads so we can do a meet?
And even if you're not looking at powerlifting, this is all endurance. All of those three things are endurance sports. But guess what helps when it comes to all three of these things? Strength training. They should be strength training on top of it. So now you're talking about cycling, running, and swimming with different active muscle groups. All cardio needs, different active muscle groups, and you should be strength training as a triathlete, period.
And let's talk about when you're working in 0 hours, and when you're working in time to recover, and when you're working in, oh God, I don't know, decompressing from all the stress you're under. Because that really is the stressor no one consolidates. And your programmer, who programs you in a vacuum, who doesn't get to see you every day, doesn't get to see you walk in the gym looking like chewed garbage, doesn't get to see how slow your bar speed is, they just get to rely on the numbers you report. They're programming in a vacuum. If perfect conditions aligned, you'd be able to do these things. And they can't consolidate for your stress unless you have a very communicative relationship where they're able to actually get a bead for where you're at. That's another stressor people don't think of when they try to ride them two horses. You know, squirrel can really have some negative impacts when you're sitting on top of two Clydesdales, I can tell you that much. Ian says, Jonathan has never suggested to me that I may have attempted to put my ass in two saddles at the same time.
We may have all been there, and we may have learned some hard lessons from that. Injuries and injuries and injuries later.
Absolutely. Danielle says, hey, watching while lifting.
Nice.
Look at you consolidating some things right here. Coach Amy says, my priority is smooching your faces. So soon.
2 days.
So soon. She's getting in town, Sunday?
Sunday.
We'll be somewhere Sunday. I don't really know where. Ian says, there isn't a running coach that's worth their pay if they don't recommend two critical things outside of running plans, recovery and strength training.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
But you know what's funny is you'd be surprised.
Or you wouldn't be.
Well, maybe not. The amount of emails that I've gotten in the past talking about what's a zero day? What's a deload week? I don't know what a taper is. I don't know when it's supposed to be or what it entails. What?
Just run.
People don't, yeah.
Just
or,
run.
Or choose to do events. And this is not a shot at you because I know you've done this, but choose to do events on a whim. Oh, I went and ran this this marathon today or this half without training because it came up and some friends were doing it, so I signed up for it. I went and did this WOD competition. I did the open because I thought I'd do it, but I wasn't training for it. I just thought I'd throw it in on top of everything else, and I didn't take recovery days or stress-free days.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do.
Just be mindful that you are not going to be the most efficient at everything all the time, especially when you're going outside your program or don't have a program or a coach to follow.
It's kind of like we talk about with food, where I'll say a couple things. I'll say failing to plan is planning to fail. And guessing with progress is the best way to go about making none. That's really true with training. If you don't have a plan and you're not accounting for all of these factors, you're not training, you're exercising. And there's nothing wrong with exercising. Yeah. But you're not going to systemically be able to progress, and you're not going to be able to know what stimuli is leading to those increases or what's holding you back if you're not following a systematized plan. That's what training is, and that's different than exercise, and there's nothing wrong with exercise. Yeah. But it's going to come at a price when you start trying to do all the exercise-y type things and then wonder why you're not making the improvements you want. And this is why we, as coaches, even though we're not your concurrent strength and endurance coaches, will ask these questions because we care about your success. We don't want to see you literally running your insert genital into the ground. We don't want to see that happen. We don't want to see you set yourself back by getting an injury, which makes you get a case of the effets and you don't care about food anymore. And the next thing you know, 6 weeks later, you're looking like homeboy from Globo Gym after losing the dodgeball game with the Cheetos and the hand down your pants because you're upset because you're not a runner anymore because you got hurt trying to squat.
This is a personal subject for us.
Man.
This is in response to
Molly's with you about recovery. Yeah. Anyone said I couldn't do that now, but marathon on a whim is not out of the picture when your base mileage. Yep, absolutely.
And you're right. When you are adapted and adjusted to a particular endurance activity, yeah, you can go out and do it all you want. What we're really getting at is if you tell me that you have a powerlifting meet and you're going to run a half marathon within a couple weeks and we have a training program set up for you and you went out and ran a marathon when you weren't scheduled to do that, it's going to have some likely negative impacts on your programming.
You don't get to blame your coach if you're not following the plan. And like Ann said, hey, we set your entire peak up for you to be able to run this half, hit a recovery week, and then not necessarily prime for PRs, but get your CNS in the right spot for you to be able to lift 2 weeks later. And if in that week off, you decided to go do a marathon because cousin, you know, Bobo was in town, well, now you've ruined the entire 12, 14, 16 week peaking cycle for the half and the powerlifting meet. And you just pretty much paid your coach for no reason, you know? And that's frustrating, especially when you're a coach that invests so much in your athletes. So that's why it's one of those things where it's like, oh man, fire was hot, so I just cooked. No, don't do that. You know, when you think the iron's hot and you just feel froggy and jump, you don't understand that you were supposed to be able to jump 4 weeks from now. But because you just felt good today and you chased that 5 pound PR, you now ruin the whole peaking cycle.
And this is assuming that you have these goals set for yourself, that you have a coach, you have a program that's set up for this. This is not just, hey, your endurance is in a great spot and your friends want to do a half next weekend, so you sign up for it. No problem.
Listen.
Do it. Have fun. This is really just, if you are 100% focused on doing these events and you've been training leading up to it, is it smart to step outside the box that far? No, probably not. Risking injury, risking wearing yourself out for the events that you are looking at.
I'll look at it differently. Listen, you want to go jog around the block as many times as you want, and then you want to go in the gym and you want to do your curls and your squats as much as you want. Awesome. Just don't say that your priority is improving if that's what you're doing, because you're probably setting yourself back a whole lot further than you need to be by just doing random exercise.
True.
So that's my only thing here is if you're saying you want to improve, what you're saying sounds good, but what you're doing doesn't back that up. And that's the only thing I'm trying to get at. You can absolutely train strength and endurance concurrently.
Oh, yeah.
And make improvements. Not as quickly as you would if you did them singularly. That is just how it works, right? Specificity principle. But you can probably not exercise your way to improvements in all the things. You need to have a little more structure. You need to have a little more restraint. You need to have a little more objective oversight than most of us are capable of applying towards ourselves. That's why concurrent coaches exist. And that's why Ann's leaving me to go get some chicken. But speaking of horses, I think I'm kind of tired of beating this one, right? So the question was asked in the context, again, of I want to improve in these things, but I want to do these things. And even though I said that strength was where I wanted to lean towards, well, I just did some impromptu running and did this and that, and now I'm sore and now I'm whatever. So we wanted to get in here and kind of get ahead of it a little bit and let you guys know that, yeah, this isn't a first in nutrition thing. We are lucky that Adam and Ann are both really skilled at concurrent training because they happen to have both invested in it personally. So if anybody is interested in that, we have the ability to facilitate that. But it's more or less like really get serious and really get granular with what the priority is. And the priority, you need to make sure that you understand the big picture, the priority, and not only that, but how your activities and your actions and your choices are either contributing or holding you back. So for instance, if our priority is longevity and we are a runner and we don't strength train, then to me, if longevity and quality of life is your priority, it's time to run less and strength train more, because bone density, muscle loss, not wanting to fall and break a hip as you age, wanting to be able to take the can of beans off the shelf, wanting to be able to hold your grandkids, hold someone else's grandkids, push grandkids away if you don't like grandkids, wanting to be able to do those things, that requires muscular strength. And if you are or have been running your butt off, literally, from years and decades of under protein, overtraining, over miles, then it's time to build that butt back. And that's why I say, hey, let's really make sure our actions are lining up with our priorities. Anna Patterson says, hey guys, I'm here late, was trying to pack up the family. That's an important thing. And plus, we just saw you last week.
So it's okay. And your fam is, they're leaving you to head back today.
Alone in Orlando, leaving you with us almost. But guys, that's what we got. Two horses, one ass.
Pick your priority.
Try it at your peril, right? Get on there. The one thing I do want to talk about is, I don't even know, do we talk about it? Do we do it? Do we whatever? We're going to have to see how this goes. Flying by wire. We're building the plane as we fly it, guys. I don't know if you heard that phrase before. It's like an entrepreneurial phrase. I wish I could remember who came up with it. But it's called building the plane as you fly it, meaning, man, I got no idea what I'm doing, but I'm trying to figure this out. So a little ready, fire, aim, if you will. That is Mike Masterson. I actually know that one. So in true first in fashion, Ann and I looked at each other and we're like, you know what? We got this thing going on. We got this muster coming up. Little surprise there too. Can't wait to tell everybody. Got this reunion coming up. Got all these things we're trying to get to work together. And we want to be able to you know, oh yeah, what else we have going on? Oh my God, we got the coaching cohort going on. We've got coaches in the coaching cohort actually coaching now, actively have brought members in the family. So we're again building the plane as we fly it. It's a beta program, so we're figuring out how we're going to do the coaching structure. We've got this plans figured out. We're working on this thing since frickin' June or July of last year, been conceptualizing this. We're doing all this stuff, Ian's breaking my heart. Ian says, please tell me you guys are going on a cruise.
Not yet.
No, sir. But, damn, I love where your head's at. So, we've been working on this cohort thing for the last year. Right? Mm-hmm. And we got muster. And we got the reunion. And we got all the stuff going on. And we got cases of Jocko fuel in the hallway. And we're doing all this stuff. And I said, you know what? And you know that thing we've been talking about doing for the last, I don't know, 5 years? The thing we really need to do?
Let's just throw it on top of everything.
Let's just, I don't know. What, last Monday we decided we were going to do it?
Yeah.
Like, we both kind of had this revelation at the same time. Because I was like, you know what we're doing, Anne? And it's like she finished my sentence. Like, it didn't literally happen. She goes, I was just thinking we have to get that done. We decided that Monday, we'll call it, of last week, we had to get our email list ready. We had to get our ebook ready. We had to get our in-doc sequence ready. We had to get our forms ready. We had to get all this stuff so we could have, finally, the first in email list ready for muster, right? Had a countdown. Guys, we've been talking about doing an email list.
Years.
For over 5 years. In fact, when PJ's Men's Health article came out and I looked at our Google, our analytics, overnight we had 2,700 people go to the website. And we had zero way to collect information, to spread information about first in, to share wins of the family, no way of doing it. And I said, never again will that happen. We're going to do the email list. This email list has changed names, it's changed shapes, it's changed forms, it started, ended, 5 different platforms, all this stuff, and we've never done it. We've had an ebook done probably since 6 months after that happened. I mean, that was like 2019. We've been dragging our butt on this. And the worst part about it is this will literally be one of the best tools we have for members of the family, members of the team, members of the cohort, and members to share first in. Because our email list is going to be what you see. Us sharing wins, us sharing thoughts, us sharing successes. It's going to be a weekly update of whatever the coaches are doing, whatever the members are doing, whatever, with some other helpful tips, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we decided on Monday that not only would we start a new email list, but we would throw away everything we had done before in the past, every name, every layout, every piece of art, every whatever, and start brand new. And I said, hey, why don't we just get a new platform while we're at it? Why don't I learn something totally new while we're doing it? And we're pretty stoked. We're pretty stoked because we hope it's good to go.
We hope
you guys will help us test it. So let's just take a look at it, right? Let's take a look at it. Here we go. Here's some new stuff, right? So this is our first in website. You'll notice you can't get to it on the first in website just yet. That's because the 3 minutes we were late for this call, we were literally finishing up a part of this thing. So what will happen and what will be cool and what we will ask you guys to do, is go to a separate page for this. And it just happens to be fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com.
We'll make a post about this too.
Yeah. But when you go to fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com, you will be brought to this landing page, as they like to say in the business, which you guys know I hate business. But the whole point of this is when you send your friends and family here, there is zero distractions. They can't shiny object, listen to a podcast, scroll down, you know, see Anne looking jacked, and not get on the information list. They go to fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com, and they will be able to sign up. And I don't know what happened here. That was weird.
Had a little blip.
Had a little blip. So, ready to put yourself first. Join the First In Field Notes email list, and we will hook you up with something awesome to keep you on the path to progress. It is pretty awesome. We'll see it in a second. A copy of Tips from the Trenches, Secrets to Becoming an Overnight Success. A book featuring tools, tricks, and testimonials from those who have walked the walk, members of the First In family. So real simple, you come down here, you're gonna subscribe, you're gonna look at all my fake names that I subscribe with, you're gonna watch me use my favorite tool ever. Burner mail, I'm gonna hit subscribe. I don't know how I'm gonna do this. This will be interesting. So you'll say success. Click your email to confirm your subscription. Well, let's just open up my email. Let's hope I didn't get any anything too wild in here.
Let's see if Jonathan gets his burner mail in time.
Hey!
There it is.
Welcome to First In Field Notes. We don't gonna read all this. You guys can check this out, whatever, whatever. But you're gonna come here, welcome, thank you, and you're gonna click this button. And immediately,
ish,
you will be sent what I think kicks some mad ass. This freaking awesome tool to teach people about First In and to explain why you might love it from some of you guys yourself.
Some of you who are on the call are in this, yes.
So we've got, I think it's like 30 pages, a 30-page ebook of our members sharing their tips and tricks, sharing their success, sharing their secrets, sharing their struggles, sharing their journey, all in a way that's super easy for you guys to give to your friends and family and hopefully enjoy yourselves, because when you sign up, there will be a welcome sequence that is primarily geared towards new members of the family, but the language, the meaning, the sentiments, the inspiration, you know, the first couple emails are going to be good to get everybody in. But you can see, guys, it's a ton of material right now that we can give out to people that just has a lot of information of sharing these journeys and sharing these ways. So sometimes, like, hey, I want to talk about First In. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Send them here.
Send them here. We'll do some talking, you know? So it just, again, has links, has whatever. So that's our big project we've been working on diligently while getting everything else together is the First In Field Notes. So again, if you guys want to check it out, it's fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com. That's a mouthful, but it's really easy to copy and paste, and that'll send you there. So yeah, man, we hope you guys dig that. We hope it helps. We hope it lets you get people in the ecosystem, get them following the coaches. I don't have too many examples of the emails I'm going to give you right now, but I'll tell you guys, if you sign up for the email list, you guys are getting in on the ground floor. Yeah. You will get an email sequence that will take 9-10 days, a couple weeks to get through the emails. And then once we get back from muster and the reunion, the Tuesday following that should be the first issue, the first drop of Tailboard Tuesday. And that's the name of our weekly recap. It's going to be basically a weekly recap of what happened on scene and on the socials from the First In Nutrition team and the family. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to grab what we felt were the most valuable, the most compelling, the most entertaining, the most heart-tugging.
There'll be some pork chops in there.
The best post, pork chop pro tip. You know, we'll be having some fun with it. And we have plans to move this on in some different ways. And we're really excited about it. This has been a project we've been tossing around
for too long.
The cool thing is it's going to come from Jonathan at firstinnutrition.com. So we have a little collab there, because y'all know that's how it is. But yeah, we're really excited about it. And dude, we've been killing ourselves to get this together for you guys. Like literally one of the last emails in the sequence, we're still beating each other up trying to get done. And that's not even counting the secondary sequence, the Secrets of Success Sunday that'll be coming out eventually. We have a plan for a Friday email, yeah. But you'll be the first to know. But we've got these plans for this thing because we really think that this is the way when it comes to sharing what it is we do, because it's going to be basically what we do on social media when it comes to trying to share what we feel is helpful, to share the wins you guys are making, to share what this family is all about in a consolidated greatest hits format that you can easily send to people.
This is just going to reiterate what you tell people. So when you talk to people about First In, maybe they know you, maybe they've seen your transformation and they've heard you talk about it before and they really just don't understand. They don't get family. They don't understand what it is you do. This is going to help back that up so that hopefully when they talk to you and then they get to see this email list, they go, I get it. They're going to hear it from a lot of different voices in a lot of different ways. Get to see some pork chop, get to see some member wins and testimonials. So hopefully this will serve to kind of booster those talks that you have with them and be a good conversation starter for maybe they're ready now after seeing the email list. We hope.
Yeah, we're pretty pumped about it, man. There's no doubt about it. And we hope you guys dig it too. That's for sure. We may have to swap your photo out here. I'm looking at it. I may have to get you a new one in there. Super, super abbed out. But yeah, man, that's the First In field notes. So we hope you guys dig it. Ian says, I'm on it right now. I'm sending people in my base of...
I don't know. B.O.B.
I don't know, man. Base of badassery. You're going to have to give me some of these acronyms. Danielle's digging it. That is pretty awesome. I don't know what typo that was.
That's is pretty awesome.
Oh, that's is pretty awesome.
I can dig it.
This is the fucking mother of all books. Maybe.
Is that where we're going?
I don't know. Can we start sharing it now? You know you absolutely can, right?
You can. We're hoping
Again,
it works.
It works. We're building the plane while we're flying. I'll tell you, look, I did this today. We just finished our automation. When you sign up, this will be your next email you get. You can't see it. Putting yourself first isn't easy.
But you'll get the first one.
Should be roughly 5 minutes after you subscribe. 10 minutes. We changed it to 10 minutes.
Well, no, we should be ahead by a couple emails. So if one doesn't drop, hopefully we can catch it before your people don't get it.
Right. So you guys let us know, right? We've worked really, really extremely hard on this. We put a lot of long hours into getting this stuff done right. I've been pulling my freaking hair out trying to work this new system to get it to work, but I really do enjoy it, getting all the emails configured together and the templates laid out right. And if something's wrong, let us know.
Yeah.
So I hope you dig it. Ian says, I love it. Tailboard Tuesday. Yeah, full disclosure. It used to be In Case You Missed It Monday. And I said, nah, man, I want to send this out on Tuesday. And I was like, I think Tailboard Tuesday is the way to go. And Ann agreed. So Tailboard Tuesday it is. We're pretty excited about it. Yes, man, I should have worn my This Is The Way shirt. It's funny, man. Eric Morris said this is the way of their day, and I dropped the little image to him. And he said, that should be a shirt. And I said, it is a shirt. I said, and I was wearing it. PJ Langmaid, Chief PJ, stopped by yesterday. And I was wearing my This Is The Way shirt, and we didn't get a selfie, right? And I could have had it with the This Is The Way and everything. But yeah, man, This Is The Way, Ryan. Book of Bidness.
Gotcha.
See, I dig it. Mother of all bombs. I know that. I was like, mother of all books. But yeah, man. So hopefully, like this is cool. Hopefully you guys dig it. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. And you know, keep sharing some awesome stuff, and you'll all end up in it because Tailboard Tuesday is about literally finding the best of the week, dropping it in there. And full disclosure, we will be going back. So we can get ahead of time. So by the time it gets to you, you won't remember reading it because we all have these short minds, so it'll all be fresh. So please, I hope you guys like Tailboard Tuesday. Let us know what you want to see, what you don't want to see. Understand we may not be able to change everything right away. We are killing ourselves to make this happen, especially to make it happen this quickly. But this is an ongoing project. This is like the 1.0. This is the ground floor, and I think we can only make it awesome from here. Coach Kelly's joining in late. We'll rewind and catch the replay after you're done. Sounds good. We just told everybody about this. Fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com.
The official first in email list.
The official first in email list. The first in field notes. The notes from the field. You guys will be real happy. I'm over here trying to call up the faction, a dissenting organization inside a larger organization, like talking about how us, we're dissenting against the norm. And Anne's like, no. And I said, how about field notes? And she's like, yes, I like the definition of field notes. So there you go. There you go. Now you know how it came to be. Now you know how the sausage is made. Fun fact for all you guys who have been following along for a few years. That alliteration. Ooh. Fun fact for all you guys who have been following along for a few years. See, y'all think when I write those posts, I have to struggle. Nah, man, I got a brain for it. Pow, pow. My wife's going to kill me. Fun fact for you guys. When we decided to remove our first aspirational identity. Is that on my shirt?
Yes. No. That's
a new when we decided to shelve Fit for Duty, Fueled for Life for a while, that was what the other email list was going to be. So there's a whole nother logo, another set of branding. That's where the faction came in. All this stuff. It was going to do all these different things to combine, blah, blah, blah. No. This is the way. This is the way. First in field notes. So I hope you guys dig it.
Look at Danielle. Done. Got my first email less than a minute. Yes.
And if you don't confirm to subscribe and you don't get your ebook, you will not get any more emails. So yeah. We set it up to where it is a double opt-in. That may come into play later. We're looking at some stuff to do, some fun stuff to do. But yeah, guys, spread the word, man. Let everybody know. And if we break some stuff and it's wrong, we'll fix it. We'll do our best.
So far, we're 10 for 10 getting emails delivered. We've not had any of them go to spam, which is surprising and awesome.
Yeah, we've had a lot of issues in the past with stuff going to spam. Our official emails, when people sign up and, here, take my money, coach us, go to spam. So this has been a really good tool so far. We're happy with the platform, and we'll see how it goes. But if you guys see anything weird, anything wonky, we've had people come over these ebooks for typos. If you see anything that's different, something doesn't resonate, let us know. We may not necessarily make the change, but we more than likely will, because we don't claim to know everything. It just depends on what we can do. On that note, if you got anything left, let us know. We're going to go over a few things here real quick, because we told you guys we would. Support First In by supporting yourself. Guys, I can't even tell you how much I am for... Oh, man.
First to spam.
Ryan, what's your domain?
There's going to be one. Are you Gmail? Are you...
We've had Gmail and Hotmail, which is a big one for spam. Good to go. Do you have a private domain or whatever? Just make sure you mark us as good to go and check it out. What we may do on that page, that the fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com, is redirect to a subpage on First In Nutrition where it tells you to look out for your spam.
Yeah.
But... you knew to look out for spam, so that's good to go.
Once you mark it not spam, you should be good.
Let's hope, right? Should we put something in there that says reply to us and let us know? Maybe like, hey, because that's one of the reasons we put that in there. Let us know your goals or your wins. Because if someone does reply to us and we reply back to them, it kind of solidifies that connection.
Okay, so that's
it's a private domain.
Gotcha.
You may have some more aggressive spam filters set up on your server for that reason.
But, I don't think we can get around that.
Yeah, but you found it, so I appreciate that. And we haven't warmed up that email address. Man, Ian said Apple did not spam it.
Good.
Dude, this
Apple,
is a
Gmail,
good sign.
Hotmail, all good to go.
This is a fresh email email too. We did not warm it up. We did not, do any of the stuff they say you're supposed to do, because I don't know. What? Warm it up. I'm about to.
Seems like it's working now.
Yeah. So, Ryan, I'm sorry. We'll get it fixed. You'll get it fixed. I don't know what I can do for you, but I'm here if I can. If you want to reply to that, Jonathan@firstinnutrition.com, we will reply back to you, and maybe that will make the email gods think we are tight. I'm going to say this again. Guys, I cannot stress to you how freaking much Jocko Fuel supports First In. Like, so much so that we may have to, like, rent a second vehicle to bring stuff to the reunion, because they hooked us up with stuff. Even though I said, hey, this is going to be a smaller reunion, they're like, oh, we'll take all these cases of RTDs and have fun. So, man, if you get a chance, make a chance. Go to Jocko Fuel, get your malt, get your joint warfare, get your time war, get your good night, get whatever it is that you might need to get.
We do have some supplements for people coming to the reunion. We got some surprise supplements they sent us.
So, you know, use your code, FIRSTINFAM. Save up your receipts, send them back to us. Once you got $25 total, you know, extra discounty on there, send it to us and we'll give you a free week. Works with Origin as well. Really excited. We made a huge order for the Five Oats. Working with my boy, going through some website issues after the launch last Friday. We made a giant order of Five Oats because we want to support this guy. And our code, FIRSTINFAM, will work on their bundle. So if there's like a 30% off bundle, if you order 30 packs and our 10% goes on, you're getting 40% off. It makes it a really awesome deal. They got a lot of flavors coming out. They sent a bunch of stuff for people to try at the reunion. So we're excited about that. And then do not be sleeping on the Crustology.
They sent a bunch of stuff to the reunion too.
Use your code FIRSTINFAM. That is the only code that I know of that will get you 10% off. Because when it was set up for us, we said, nah, we don't need any monies. Give it all to the fam. So I think everybody else gets a 5%. So it's 10% off for that. And then once again, man, Frog Fuel. Get your Frog Fuel. They sent a bunch of stuff for the reunion.
Yeah.
So if you're coming to the reunion and you haven't tried Frog Fuel, we got some stuff for you. So if you go to Frog Fuel, I think it's frogfuel.com, might be frogfuelactual.com, and use the code FIRSTINFAM. Follow the rules in the FML thread, FML, the frequently missed list. And, ooh, that's where you can put field notes. Follow the thing there, take a little picture, do whatever. Show it to us, tag them, tag us, and we will give you a free week for your first box of Frog Fuel, too. So that's how you support FIRSTIN, by supporting yourself. Oh, yeah, and you can always do all of your Amazon shopping with i.amfirst.in/Amazon. It's Amazon. You guys should check it out. Uncle Bezos loves this. You want to tell them about Finn for the Win? I'm going to look at these comments.
Finn for the Win, if you can get rid of the Amazon link eventually. So that we're not just staring at that in your face. Finn for the Win. Guys, if you have friends, family who want to join the FIRSTIN family, you feel that they would be a good fit for our community, they would add something positive and get something positive in return, get them to join. Get them to put your name on the registration so we know they came from you. We have to know they came from you. Otherwise, we have no clue. You get 4 weeks free.
Every person.
Added to your program.
There's no limit here, right?
No limits.
No limit. You get your entire department to join. You've just got Finn for life. Let's go. So when you guys send out field notes, make sure they know that if they join 6 months from now, that you were the one that brought them to the family. Hold on for a second. Apple will spam it if the frequency is too much for their server settings.
Gotcha. These are going to be spaced out. You should be fine.
Ryan said he's just difficult.
It's okay.
So good intel. Let us know, because we set 10 minutes between the first email and the next email. Yeah. And then it's 2 days after that. So let us know if you get the second email, Ian. Ian says RTD is the true goat of drink-based creamies, bar none.
Yep.
You, sir, are 100% factually correct. Yes, there's nothing better than that. Nothing better than RTD in there. No, Ian, you're the only one that got a Garmin Fenix 7 from Frog Fuel. I didn't get one. You got one. And I'm very happy for you. Anna said, I'm planning for a fancy tasting party at the reunion. We're going to have some stuff to taste. And that was what was really cool about the Five Oats guy. He goes, well, I'm going to send a big mix. He goes, because everybody's going to be tasting, right? Yeah. And I said, yeah. So we sent in a bunch of shaker cups, too. So it'll be pretty cool. Frog Fuel, yes, the discount is repeatable. But we cannot give you a week for every box because they don't give us the $25 for every box.
Just your first box.
Yeah, that's why we're giving it back to you guys, because they gave us $25 for the referral. it's similar to Jocko Fuel. Like, I can't just call Jocko up and be like, hey, bud, can you just give everybody the full discount off so we don't have to do this? So we found a way to give it back. Yeah. Same thing with Frog Fuel. They give a big referral for the first box, and we're like, yeah, cool, done. Here, take it. Give
Your
it back to you guys.
Discount code is forever, though.
But yeah, the discount code will work on every box for sure. And whether you do a subscription or whether you do whatever, you're good to go. But I think that's it, man. We'll turn the free-for-all light on. I will turn the fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com. We try to come up with something you guys could remember. So firstinnutrition.com, easy. Field Notes, good to go. Hopefully that'll help. But tell your friends, tell your fam, tell everybody, you'll be good to go.
Oh, no. Now you know, though.
You know what, Ryan? I cannot comment whether this would work or not, but there might be a chance you can email their support. And you could say, hey, whoops, you know, I'm first in family member. I forgot to use it on my second box. I'd like to order a third box. Could you maybe apply it? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And they may do it for you. They are super freaking awesome. Everyone I've interacted with that company has been great. And I bet there's a good, I would say, at least a solid 50-50 chance they'll hook you up with it. So, oh, my God.
Don't just mess things up again.
I'll bet there's a good chance they'll hook it up with you.
Never hurts to ask.
You know, I would say, guys, that we're going to rush out of here because it's date night, but I got a feeling we're going to be working on field notes all night.
It's a good thing.
So, man, you know, I hope you guys dig it. I hope it helps. First and foremost, I hope it helps you guys out, right? Because having that kind of positive repository every Tuesday for Tailboard Tuesday, you know that you're going to be able to get some good vibes. Pork Chop Pro Tip here. You're going to see some wins from the fam. Maybe some wins you missed because the algorithm doesn't show everybody everything. I hope that helps you guys, you know, kind of get that reminder weekly. Hey, I'm going to stay on the path. But I also hope it helps you guys that want to convey what it is we do and you don't know how to do it without sounding like a cult. Yeah. Because we don't either. But maybe when people see this repeated exposure time after time after time, it'll just be one more thing we've got to kind of help people go. And to be honest, any book I've ever read, ever on the planet, says, you should have an email list. Well, guys, sometimes we're a little slow to the party, right? 5 years, almost to the day, later, we've got an email list and we're really happy about it. And it only took us having weird visions at the same time to decide we're going to go full ham on getting it done this week. And man,
we got it.
We're working on it. It's been hard.
Larry Patterson said, got an email instantly, working as intended.
Awesome, brother.
That's what I want to hear.
Awesome, man. I hope you dig it. Let us know what you guys think about that ebook format, too, man. There's some new language in there. And, of course, there's everybody getting after it and sharing their tips. And we didn't put it all in there. So if they want the full story, they'll have to click your page and get back to it. Ian says, I'm fine with being in a cult if the end result is all positive benefits to my life. You know, man. I gotta say I'm right there with you. So on that note, guys, on that note of a cult, thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for knocking over my Dr. Pepper. Thanking me for that, not you guys. And thanks first and foremost for being first in. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend if you celebrate that sort of thing. And check out the field notes. Let us know what you think. Take care. Have a good one. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.